From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. An American woman held for more than a year in Iran has arrived in Oman. Sara Short was released today. She was arrested along with two American men while hiking in July last year along the Iran-Iraq border. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, there are few details about the terms of Short's release.
The U.S. does not have diplomatic ties with Iran, so Short's release on bail was handled primarily by Swiss and Omani diplomats. The Iranian government had asked for $500,000 bail, a sum Short's parents said they could not meet. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. was not privy to what transpired, but he was adamant that the U.S. government did not post bail.
You're asking if money has changed hands, and the short answer is we don't know. If the question is, did the United States government pay anything for this release, the answer is no.
Some analysts say Switzerland, which formerly represents U.S. interests in Iran, may have posted bail. Other analysts believe Iran may have simply waived the requirement so Short could return home to deal with medical issues. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people in and around the Eiffel Tower in Paris have been evacuated. Authorities are investigating a phoned-in bomb threat. The French Senate has joined the House in overwhelmingly approving a ban on full-face veils. The legislation still needs to be vetted by France's highest constitutional authority. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports critics accuse the French government of trampling on the rights of Muslim women.
The measure will outlaw face-covering veils in all public places, including the street. No exception will be made for tourists from Saudi Arabia and elsewhere in the Middle East. Backers insist it is not anti-Muslim. They say it is aimed at getting Muslim immigrants to integrate fully into society and protects women's rights. Critics say it will drive some Muslims underground. France has Western Europe's largest Muslim population, but fewer than 2,000 women are thought to wear the full veil, also referred to as a burqa. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
People in several states in the District of Columbia are voting on the final major day of primaries. As Joel Rose reports, one of the big races to watch is in Delaware, where Republican voters are picking a candidate for the seat once held by Vice President Joe Biden.
Mike Castle is one of the most visible politicians in Delaware. But despite two terms as governor and nine terms in the House of Representatives, the moderate Republican has his hands full with a challenge from Tea Party favorite Christine O'Donnell. A social conservative in the Sarah Palin mold, O'Donnell has earned endorsements from the former Alaska governor and South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, among others. And she waged an aggressive campaign to paint Castle as a liberal who's lost touch with ordinary voters. Castle punched back, portraying O'Donnell as an inexperienced and incompetent candidate who would make an easier target for Democrats in the general election. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
Dow's up, or rather down 18. This is NPR. Retail sales are up for August by the largest amount in 5 months. NPR's Paul Brown reports the figures could point to lower risk of a double-dip recession, although there's still room for concern.
August retail sales are up double what economists predicted if you take out falling automobile sales. Still, gains in many other areas outpaced the auto sales drop. Analyst Roy Blumberg of the Philadelphia Group says the Commerce Department numbers are good news, but he says consumers still have a lot of debt to work off and they're concerned about jobs.
You shouldn't be too optimistic that this is a sign that the numbers are going to be a lot better every month going forward.
Blumberg says he thinks one reason for the increased buying in August is sale prices on back-to-school items that retailers haven't been able to move. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama's small business legislation is a step closer to getting through the Senate. Democrats won a crucial procedural vote today to sidestep a GOP filibuster. The legislation creates a $30 billion government fund to increase lending access to small businesses. More than 600 firefighters are responding to a 4,000-acre blaze near California's Kern River. They've contained about 10% of it. Even though the fire grew today, nobody's been evacuated. Firefighters are also struggling to contain a growing blaze in the northern Colorado foothills. They've surrounded about 20% of the nearly 1,000-acre blaze just west of Loveland. The fire has destroyed two homes. Meanwhile, residents near Boulder are trying to recover from one of the state's most devastating fires, in which at least 160 homes were destroyed. That fire has been fully contained. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.